Now, in a case when the matrix cannot be diagonalized, in particular when you have theta agonase and they have diagonalized form, you cannot get a transformation matrix by just computing the eigenvectors. In general, you can just use the eigenvectors, but in this case, when you have Jordan canonical form, you have to compute the so-called generalized eigenvectors. Generalized eigenvectors satisfy an equation like A minus lambda I, T equal to other eigenvectors and so on. Those vectors are called generalized eigenvectors. They form a so-called Jordan chain. They kind of play a role when you're computing the basis vector for a eigenspace. We're going to talk about a little bit later. Now, the details of computing those vectors is not really easy, but unfortunately, actually, in this case, we have well-known standard tools, or, for example, MATLAB package to compute all these generalized eigenvectors. So, conceptual, but it's complicated. But in reality, really not important to us at this point.